G'day everyone, welcome back to the QSA podcast series. Eric Perez here. Thank you for joining me for my second discussion with Mr. Greg Bradley. How are you, Greg?
Very well, Eric, and you?
Not too bad, mate. So something I wanted to, that we both wanted to talk about in the first podcast but didn't quite get to it, but we can get to it now, obviously, is your views on the management of our fisheries, particular quota management. So just as an opening statement for those that are listening and don't quite have all of the history around this, I'll make some links available on the podcast description around our thoughts on quota management, including a submission that we've made to the federal government on the issue. But in a nutshell, we are moving to quota management based on very little scientific evidence or justification for doing so. It's part of the reform. What we see as the ultimate outcome of this is a consolidation of our fisheries in a very significant way. You only need to look at what's going to happen in the Queensland mud crab fishery to see where that is potentially going, with our estimates anywhere over 30% of that commercial fishermen in that fishery being out of a job, or at least having a capacity to work in that fishery, and what we're calling the corporatisation of our fisheries. Now, some have argued, and you can find this readily anywhere online, that this is where fisheries are going. So, Greg, over to you, mate. Your thoughts on quota management as it relates to Queensland fisheries, mate?
Where do I begin with this one, mate? Quota managed fisheries in Queensland at the moment are letting us down. They're letting us down dramatically. I mean, we were sold the quota management model as being a secure, reliable, permanent way to allow us to access our share of the pie, basically. I mean, and that sounds quite romantic and sounds quite appealing. I mean, I for one am quite happy to accumulate quota, whether I buy it, I lease it, whatever, if I'm guaranteed my slice of the cake. But what's happening, Eric, is there's no guarantee of a slice of the cake. The quota, the dollar value of the quota goes up and down. That's fine. That's market driven. But what's not market driven is the fisheries fingering of the value of your quota. And I mean, these guys have the potential not only to devalue the kilo value of your quota, but also a huge investment that you've put into your future. They can shut you down with very little notice, remove your ability to fish for a very long period of time, and yet sold you the system as being secure. It's not secure, it's a farce. I mean, we're seeing it now with coral reef fishery. I mean, the coral trout guys have just lost 200 tonnes of their quota this year. I mean, fisheries wanted to take 350 plus tonnes off them. It was only their own legislation that failed to allow them to take that huge amount of fish. The Spanish mackerel fishery being quoted on the East Coast for well over a decade. You're about to see huge changes in that fishery. Again, the quota that people have bought as a secure allocation solution to the future means absolutely nothing. Quota has become a financial burden to fishermen. They've got to borrow the money, or they've got to spend their capital to accumulate quota, to lease quota, and then you're not allowed to fish it. It's an absolute schmozzle.
Yeah, look, one thing that's been brought up consistently with the introduction of quota for those that advocate for it, whether they're in Queensland or outside of the state, is if you get quota, you've got a firmer fishing right or property right, I should say more accurately when that's assigned to you. But the fact that banks in this state financial institutions won't lend against quota because the government has the ability at the stroke of a pen overnight to devalue your quota means that it's not the asset that they've painted it out to be, and securing our futures is a disingenuous way of trying to sell quota management to commercial fishers. Well, what's your thought on that, mate?
Well, I agree 100%. I mean, this farce that quota ensures your future is an absolute nonsense. And Queensland fisheries are proving it time and time again. I mean, you go out and spend X amount of dollars. I mean, we're not talking about a new motorbike. We're talking, you know, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars to buy quota to allegedly guarantee your fishing future. You can take that quota to the bank and say, now, look, here it is. I can catch 10 tons of this fish. I can generate X amount of dollars. There's the cash flow. Pay back the loan that I want to buy off, the money I want to borrow off you to build a new boat. Wrong. It doesn't work that way. Simply because next year, Queensland Fisheries have the authority and the ability and the track record of taking that quota value away from you. So there's absolutely no security whatsoever. And I, for one, as I said earlier on, I would be quite happy to own my share of the cake, but that cake needs to be there every year for me to access it. And at the moment, that cake is basically a bowl of custard, mate, and there is nothing solid about it whatsoever. It's just a flexible tool that fisheries are using to meet their obligations at the cost to commercial fishermen and their families. I mean, how can you possibly go to a bank and offer them projected cash flows based on your quota holdings when your quota holdings mean nothing? It's just, how do you do business like that? It's just not done. I mean, I've borrowed a lot of money over the years and I've paid a lot of money back. I've never been able to convince a bank that I can do it with quota or some flexible arrangement to give me access to the resource.
Yeah, the strangeness of quota too is that it's not, I'm going to take a step back here. If you look at the legislation, quota is a beefed up access right to the fishery, but that's all it is. It's no different to what we've got now, except for the fact that we are now capped in the quantity of fish or crustaceans that we can catch. Again, and this is a bit I'd like to get your feedback on it, if you can, is based on science that every one of our fisheries is in catastrophic downturn. Now, we know that the data that this very department sends to the FRDC, the Fisheries Research and Development Corporation, by and large, says our fisheries are doing okay, yet from our previous podcast, overnight, there's some research done and suddenly our fisheries in a catastrophic condition. I mean, the beggar's belief that fisheries management has let us get to this point, and the introduction of more quota management does not bode well for the future security of what are predominantly small family-run businesses across the state, mate.
Absolutely. It's a perfect example of what I was saying, where your quota has no value. I mean, it's not security. It's not an asset. It's a liability. When you have that quota, you are not guaranteed any access whatsoever. How can it be used as a key management tool when they can, as I said, with the swipe of the pen, the introduction of a new formula, or some new fabricated crisis, take your access away completely and indefinitely? You know, to say that it's an asset or you know, it's just false allegations. It's not true. And as I said, as you said, the financial institutions don't recognise it, and they don't recognise it for a reason, because it doesn't exist as far as equity is concerned.
Yeah, which is not good, again, for the fact that we're heading towards the introduction of these things with not much thought to the impact on the fishing businesses. And this is one disconnect that many of my members and non-members are talking to me about, is do our fisheries managers understand that their tweaking of what they see as regulation is changing the nature of how we do business, and that has financial implications? And this goes back to something we've been arguing for the last 3 or 4 years, closer to 4 years, is where was the regulatory impact statement around this? Because all you needed to do was model how the management flows and issues in existing quota managed fisheries look like compared to what we've got now, and you've run a mile wanting to make more of them quota managed. Again, the case for going to quota management was never made. That's not just my view, that's the perspective the association's taken.
Oh, no, I agree. I mean, I agree entirely. I mean, I made the comment previously that on the previous podcast that, you know, if these managers were directors of public company, they'd probably be in jail. I mean, they have allowed our fisheries to allegedly collapse under their what? Under quota management arrangement. Now, if quota is the answer to a sustainable fishery, to an economically viable fishery, if it's the answer to the ability to grow your business, well, then it's failing. It's failing everybody. And Queensland fisheries need to wake up to the fact that it is failing.
Yeah, mate, I couldn't say that better myself. Look, Greg, once again, thank you for your time. I think there's a lot more to discuss here once the Spanish Mackerel Working Group meets again, I think in the next 3 to 4 weeks. Reach out and see if we can have a bit of a discussion based on the next communique that they submit for public consumption. And, yeah, you might have more to say then. For those listening, I've been speaking to Greg Radley. Greg, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Eric.
For those listening, this has been the Queensland Seafood Industry Association podcast series. As always, more content on the way, more discussions with those that are working in Queensland fisheries and delivering what is the best seafood product in the world. Thanks again, everyone. I'll catch you all in the next podcast.